Jesus says, I know them and they follow me. Earlier in John's gospel, referring to a similar, the shepherd and the sheep, he said, I know mine and mine know me. Now he moves that from knowing to following. I think if we're all honest, we're all here because we have come to know the Lord. We've come to know Christ Jesus, and we strive to follow him. I mean, I think we're genuinely trying to be followers of Christ Jesus. So if we know Jesus and if we try to follow, the question is, do we? Do we really follow him? And if we're really honest, I think there are times we do it and there are times when we don't do it. We go and we do, well, quite frankly, is what we want to do. The question is then why? If we believe that Jesus is our Lord and our Savior, why is it that we don't do what he wants? And I think if we're honest, I mean, there lies the struggle. I think there are a couple of steps we need to talk about here that are important. First of all, do we really know Jesus? Or do we claim to know him and not really know him at all? And so what has to be, first of all, is we have to really try to come to know Christ Jesus. And you've heard me say this 1,000 times, is the only way we're going to come to really know him is through a deeper, more committed prayer life. But even then, if we have a deep prayer life, we sometimes struggle to hear his voice in the midst of all the other voices that are going on. So the question is, how do we figure out what is his voice versus what is, well, our own sort of voice or our own projection onto God, what we want for ourselves? And so we have to be people who are committed to prayer and genuinely trying to listen to God. But even then, we have to be honest that there are times when we miss it. So what do we do? How do we know which voice is which? Well, there's a couple of techniques, and we have to be just honest that, first of all, we're not talking about the choices of between doing good and doing evil. For the most part, that choice is not before us. Let's be honest. Most of us did not get up this morning and think, will I go to church or will I go and kill somebody? I mean, at least I hope not. I mean, maybe you want to kill somebody in the house, but not really, right? So the question is, that's not the choice that's before us. Shall I stay in bed, which is a good thing, or shall I go to church? Another good thing. So you've obviously chosen the higher of two goods, right? I'm only slightly biased, of course, right? But like, my point is, our choice is always going to be between two goods. But the choice is to get better at choosing the higher of two goods and not the lower of two goods. Now, St. Ignatius has a great way of explaining this in the reverse, so we understand how the evil spirits work and get us to work against God's will. And so to illustrate, he will say, so we don't get the choice between good and evil. We get the choice between good and less good. And so when we're up here and we're choosing this, and then we choose something that's less good, it's a small step, but we don't seem to think it's that matters. Then the next choice is a little less choice, less choice, less choice, less, 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 less. So when we were operating at this level where we're operating really high good level, we got down here and never once was a step, any one of those steps down, a major step. That's how the evil spirits, or the evil one, erodes our sense of following Christ. Now, I've explained that to you before, but the part that we have to understand is that if that's true of how the evil spirits gets us to work away from God, then it also works that if we listen to Christ and his voice, then that will get us all the way sliding up the scale as well. So we have to ask, which is the higher of two goods? Well, it's this one. And the higher of two goods, this one. And you work your way steadily up to the point where we are consistently operating at a higher level of discipleship, because all the time we're asking the question, which is the higher of two goods? Which is what the Lord is asking me to do? Now, even when you do that, there are times when it's really hard to figure out which is the two goods here. Both of these things are really hard. And we hear in our heart or in our head, we should choose this. But we're not quite sure if that's the real message. Well, here's what St. Ignatius will say, and it's helpful. So I give it to you. I offer it to you. Is imagine each of those two different choices that you have, the two good choices. Take it to its further conclusion. Use your imagination, a God-given faculty to us, and say, imagine, what if I do this, then where will that take me? It will take me to this and take me to that. The place that has the most peace and most joy is the choice you want to take. The most peace and the most joy of those two directions, right? So it may not be a huge difference, but that's what you're meant. How do we know that? Because I'm quoting the scripture passage today from the Acts of the Apostles. Now listen to what they did. Remember, Paul and Barnabas are now preaching what would at that time be a heretical news, which is the new message is open to all non-Jews, which were called Gentiles, pagans, basically, anyone who's non-Jew. Well, the Jewish establishment were not liking this. This was changing. The message is not open to all. It's only open to those inside. And Paul and Barnabas say, no, it's open to everybody, and you are the ones who killed him. And so he gets a very bold proclamation because they're full of the Holy Spirit. So the Jewish leaders didn't like this. They go off and they round up the prominent women and the elder men, and they expel these, get them out of the town, get rid of these guys. And what does Paul and Barnabas do? It's very important, last line of this scripture passage. They knock the sand off their shoes and their sandals, and they leave town. The last line is the most important part. And they were full of joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. You see, they were doing what the Lord asked them to do. It was a hard thing to do, to have to leave town, but it was the higher of two goods. Why? Because they were full of joy and peace. That's a landmark way to decide, and it's hard to always get. So here's the part. If that fails, here's something we don't say nearly often enough, and I don't say it often enough as a preacher. But if that fails, then you need to go to Mary, Mother of the Lord. If you still can't hear the difference, then you go to the Lord, to the Lord's Mother, who, for whatever reason, is able to distinguish between those two voices. And you say, which of these two ways? And you will find that Mary, with Mary's help, one voice will shut down completely and one will stay up. It happens almost all the time. But you have to have this quiet to be able to listen and nuance that difference. Mary will always, always get you back to Christ's voice. Always. That's the way she works inside the Trinity. The Holy Spirit works through her to guide us to Christ, because Christ is getting us to the Father as well. Okay, so that's the way it works. Now, let me give you my illustration. It's sort of a cute example. When I was a kid, so when in my house, when I was growing up, our mother was the one who ran the house, right? She was in charge of things. So if you wanted something, you had to ask mother, right? So occasionally I knew mom wouldn't want what I wanted. So what do you think I did? Yeah, I asked dad. Exactly. I went to dad and I said, Dad, could I have you? And I always remember he looked at me and goes, go ask your mother. I was like, oh. And the point was, now, and then sometimes I'd say to my mother, oh yeah, dad said I could have it. He says, really? Go tell your father to come to me. I went, oh. And that's the way it worked, right? There was this, they had their own system. And you know, as children, we play parents against each other, right? Kids, you know that, right? You know that your parents figured it out, right? And they have their own system of checkpoints. Now, it may not be what my mother had. My point is, they were trying to be of one mind. Parents are always trying to be of one mind. And they talk to one another to keep of one mind and to get the kids to understand it. Well, the same is true of the Trinity operating with Mary. They're of one mind. You ask the Father, you will get the same answer what the Son says. If you ask Mary, the Mother of God, you will get the same answer what the Father said or what Christ has said. So don't hesitate to go to any of the two. You always get the same answer. Why? Because they are one. Does that make sense? So the part that we have to do, we have to work harder at this. Because I don't think we're thinking anywhere near enough about our discipleship. Because the Lord asks us to come and follow Him, not just know Him. Right? So this is the graduation we move from in this gospel. To move to knowing to following. Following requires us to know, which means we have to listen and to know that voice. But then we must do what the voice says. I understand it's hard work and we don't always get it right. But the more times, it's an iterative process. The more we do it, the better we get at it. And the better we get at it, the better we have desired outcomes and the more habitual it becomes. That's our work as disciples. It's to become better followers of Christ. And the only way we can do that is to come to know his voice. And if we find that hard, then listen to Mary. She will guide us, like any good mother, to the one voice who we claim to follow. Christ, the only good shepherd.